南の味方だろう。We are from 15 minutes behind schedule. Take this opportunity to
welcome
agree to disagree where we disagree, and finally complete this peace in this our meeting today. That is the purpose of this meeting today. We are going to give different political parties an opportunity to say their say. Before we actually finalize this. Without much ado, I'm going to ask the department to, in a nutshell, and I mean a nutshell, to recapture the provisions of our OBD. And thereafter, we will go to the different political parties, give the proposals that they want to put across, we'll do that, then from there, we'll deal with the bills clause by clause. That will be the procedure. I don't know who is the big chief in the absence of the DG. You got a big chief. Good.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to you, all of you. And once again, thanks for this opportunity to allow us into your meeting. If I may, quickly introduce the team, but however, before that, I would like to apologize on behalf of the Director General. He's held up back in Pretoria, and myself and the team to represent him. Just to introduce the team, my name is Steven Ratati. I'm the General Manager responsible for innovation planning and priorities in the department. And my team here, McLean Sibanda next to me here on my left, is the Senior Patent Attorney based at the Innovation Fund, which is one of the department's agencies, and he has been seconded to the department to assist us on this IPR bill process. Next to him, Kristin Schlosser, is Manager for Innovation Instruments in the Department of Science and Technology. Mr. P. Sorasignalo from the TST Legal Services. And then, of course, Mr. Felipe Bele, who may not require any further introduction to this committee.
From Houghton.
Well, now that you have introduced the introduction, I don't know whether I have to introduce the honorable members here. You know, I took it for granted that the meeting is science and technology. For many times, there have never been no need. But the fact that now that you have done it, maybe we should. My name is PSC, so I'm going to attend it. I come from Pumala, or I'm interested in Pumala, in the NCOP. Sorry?
Thank you, Chair. My name is Mohamed Suleiman. I'm all the way from the North Coast. Thank you.
My name is Sweetman Zubo from the Smart Province, Gauteng.
Morning, my name is Maggie Maglala from Gauteng.
Can our stakeholders also tell us who they are? I don't think there's anybody underground here. The underground days are long over. Can you introduce yourself?
Andy Lampunga, Researcher, Portfolio Committee on Education, but I'm assisting in this committee as well.
Blessing Siakurima, PMG.
Okay. Daniel from Community Section.
Now that you know who's here, DG, I mean manager, I'm actually once again putting the call back to you.
Thanks, Chair. Once again, we are aware that this is your meeting, and we are also on our side prepared to assist where we can. Without any further ado, I would ask my colleague, Mr. McLean Subana, to recapture in a nutshell what the IPR bill is about, and perhaps also highlight one or two things that have been added into the bill. Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Just to highlight what the bill is all about, the basis of the bill is that publicly financed intellectual property need to be protected. So the bill starts off by talking about identification of that intellectual property where research has been funded by the state. And then it requires that the recipient of public funds must identify such intellectual property. They then have to disclose that intellectual property, and then where appropriate, take appropriate measures to ensure that it is protected. And once it is protected, the bill seeks out to ensure that that intellectual property is commercialized in the national interest, and that the commercialization of the national of the intellectual property should benefit the people of the Republic of South Africa. The bill then goes on to set out that for in institutions that are funded by the state, there is a need to establish designated offices of technology transfer to assist in the identification of the intellectual property, also to assist with the protection of such intellectual property, and also to assist with the commercialization of the intellectual property. The functions of those technology transfer offices are set out in the bill to ensure that it is quite easy to then implement the bill. The bill also establishes the National Intellectual Property Management Office, which is an administrative arm of the Department of Science and Technology, and the roles of the National Intellectual Property Management Office are set out in the bill, and the role of that National Intellectual Property Management Office is intended to be a facilitative role to ensure that the objects of the bill are realized. The bill also provides for benefit sharing for the IP creators. It recognizes that the people that create the intellectual property need to be incentivized so that we can continue to generate more intellectual property, and therefore it provides for a basis for the benefit sharing. In regard to the licensing and assignment, or what is termed intellectual property transactions in the bill, the bill provides that the recipients of public funds can make a choice in terms of how they commercialize the intellectual property. But the bill provides some guidance in terms of preference for small, medium enterprises, preference for South Africans, and also preference for PPPE entities. The bill does restrict the movement of intellectual property outside the country, because there's a recognition that in most instances where the intellectual property is taken outside the country, the benefits to the people of the Republic are very minimal, and therefore it provides for conditions under which such intellectual property can go offshore. The bill then establishes the intellectual property fund, which is aimed at assisting institutions such as universities and science councils to be able to protect the intellectual property. And more importantly, what the bill does is it provides for very specific conditions under which the state has rights in respect of that intellectual property, where the state can use the intellectual property for the needs of the Republic. And then lastly, the bill provides for instances where there is private sector funding or third-party funding. And it sets out that in most instances, the IP is owned by the recipient, which is the institution. But in the instances where the private entity also contributes money and also contributes towards the inventorship, that there is a possibility of co-ownership. And also it provides that where the funding is provided on a full cost basis, then the private sector entity can own the IP. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I've seen a nutshell what the provisions of the bill are. Now, I said that after this, we will then go back to the bill and different political parties will tell us what their views are. So there are amendments that they want to propose, this is the time to talk about this amendment. But before that, I need to understand that the department does have one of two issues, technical, that they would like to place in front of the committee for consideration. I think we should do that before we get back to one of the members. Yes, sir?
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the bill, there's a proposal under page 4 of the bill, which is section 4.2, subsection A, where it says that a recipient that prefers not to retain ownership in its intellectual property or not to obtain statutory protection in the intellectual property.
Page 4, section 2.
And then the subsection A, it says that they must make the choice in accordance with the guidelines published by NIPMO, by notice in the Gazette. And the requested amendment is to put in accordance with the regulations and any guidelines that may be published by NIPMO, by notice in the Gazette. And the main reason for requesting that change is that that choice goes to the core of the bill, and therefore it should not be left to NIPMO to then publish the regulations which the minister must put out and what is set out exactly that choice.
Can you come up again?
Okay. So the proposed amendment is to say make the choice in accordance with regulations and any guidelines published by NIPMO by notice in the Gazette.
So you add the regulations there?
Yes.
And any.
And then, and any.
Okay.
Regulations and any. Okay.
The second one is a very minor one. It's a typing error on page 6, section 10.1. The very last sentence on 10.1, it says, until such rights expire. And the requested change is to remove the S on rights and to say until such a right expires.
Right.
So you remove the S from the right and then put in the S on the So the whole sentence then, Chair, would read, intellectual property creators at an institution and their heirs are granted a specific right to a portion of the revenues that accrue to the institution from their intellectual property in terms of this act for as long as revenues are derived from such intellectual property until such right expires.
All remember?
In fact, Chair, can I apologize there? Because, in this instance, I'll probably seek guidance as well from the Chief State Law Advisor that there's almost a repetition for as long as revenues are derived from such intellectual property. It's almost the same as saying until such right expires. So the proper amendment would be at the end of act, in terms of this act, until such right expires. That is how it should read.
I don't have a problem with the amendment. I just thought that my view is just, if that is in it, makes it clearer to what the rights refer to. Just for reading purposes, it would make it clearer. But I don't have a problem if it's taken out.
So you're saying that the amendment would not really change the essence of the bill, would eventually get rid of that?
No, it won't change the essence of the bill.
It will not. Honourable member, when I come back to you, Honourable Villarazo.
Thank you very much, Anderson. I'm sorry to take you back. Unfortunately, when this was introduced, I was in my darkness. Bereavement. So I'm just lost here as far as intellectual property. It's just in a nutshell, just highlight to me what this intellectual property is all about, so that I all come to the guilt. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, on page 4, I'm not too sure in my mind, Chairperson, that for this first proposed amendment, that what will be the difference if we don't refer to the regulation? Because my understanding is that regulations will be there. It is not really necessary for us to affect that word into the bill itself. And the reason why I'm asking that, Chair, is that once we adopt this, it will then therefore mean this bill will have to go back to the National Assembly and there will be a delay in the process. So I don't know how serious this is, but I think I need some clarification.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, can someone respond? Maybe once again, let me do that as we are bending our check was to accommodate the party with. I thought in the beginning they actually explained, but if you still need some further explanation, I'm happy to do so. And we will respond to one of the questions. One of the students asked whether it is really necessary to include the regulations because I'm obviously they need more guidelines to be in accordance with regulations than there.
Responsible for the department to give us regulations before being adopted by the department.
Honorable Chair and honorable members, I will start off, I think, by summarizing what intellectual property is. The state normally funds research and development, so there is new ideas at universities, science councils, and in some cases small businesses that have some commercial and social value. And the state would normally put in funding for those people to develop those ideas to a point where those ideas can then get into society and influence society to the benefit of society. The outcome of that research is normally a new product or a new service, and that new product or new service, if it has not existed before, it is what one would call intellectual property. And normally people talk about inventions and they talk about patents. And so within the context of the bill, what we're talking about are ideas that have been generated with the public funds, which ideas can be protected as patents, in some cases, it's trademarks, in some cases, it's what they call copyright. So I hope that does help the Honourable Member in terms of understanding.
Now, the Honourable Member can also refer to the definition of intellectual property, there's a definition here of a intellectual property. We said that as well.
And then the second issue that has been raised by the honorable member, Solomon, I think looking at what we are proposing and also looking at section 17 that talks about the powers of the minister, the department is comfortable if the committee did not make that amendment into page 4, because the minister will in any event be given that power in terms of section 17A and 17B. The draft regulation, which the honorable member Marcelo, am I right, has requested, the department is in the process of developing those draft regulations. Documents were circulated to the first to the joint sitting of this committee with the Portfolio Committee on Science and Technology of the process of those regulations, and we have held two other meetings since then. The department is working to try to finalize those regulations in the next 2 months, and we'll be comfortable in letting you have drafts as we proceed in that regard.
Any other honourable members? Honourable Tejin?
Yes, President, I just want to check on page 4 on the amendment there. I'm not sure, second line of that 2, before A, on page top of A, did you just obtain statutory protection, you have the word 4, did you change any preposition there, or you still remain, nothing changes there? I thought I had the reading that sounded like different from what is here. Just clarify me, if there's nothing changed there, then I'm fine. I just felt on your page 4, the actually where you've been changing, you affected changes on A. But before you go to A, you were reading that long sentence. Is there anything that has changed in that sentence? A is, are, or a preposition like the 4? Or nothing has changed?
Honourable Member, no, there is no change.
Okay. All right.
Question. Now, you mentioned on the proposal, I think, on the definition of a department, I see you actually that the definition is the rationale of it. But remember, there was this whole question of the possibility of configuration of departments. When you say the Department of Science and Technology, you are being definitive, and sometimes in the future, if you're not in the department, you know where it comes from. As I'm saying, it was combined with other departments. And when you say the Department of Science and Technology, there is definitive. And the proposal was that you say the department responsible for science and technology. And I see the rationale.
Honorable Chair, this matter was discussed with the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor, and we are trying to. I think that is the current drafting practice.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, we have gone through this, and it was discussed with the other committee as well. Our office have a preference of writing it this way, because that's how we write it in other legislation, but there was nothing wrong with writing it the other way. I do understand this, the reasoning is that departments are changed and those things, but if that is done, then there is a general law, because the previous legislation writes it like this, then there is a general law amending all laws that refers to departments like this to change it to the new department. So a specific amendment won't be brought to this one. So that was the reasoning that we gave.
prudent to say we leave it this way, we will bring an amendment. But what you are saying is that if anything changes, then we'll bring an amendment. Or provide it in such a way that if anything changes, there is no need to bring an amendment. What is better? To insist on bringing an amendment or to do things in such a way that there will be no need for an amendment.
Chairperson, what I'm saying is there is not going to be an amendment specific to this law. I'm saying there's going to be a general amendment dealing with all laws that relate to the department. That's what I said. But as I said, I didn't have a specific preference, but that's just the way our office has written it in the previous laws.
Very concerning. Because you have done it this way, therefore there's no need to change. Okay, maybe you're right. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're saying it's not broken. Why?
You
know, I don't know. But I hear what you're saying. That kind of thing we were also talking about, I don't know if there's now clarity on the whole question of when in a situation, okay, number one, on the question of this amount of money, on sharing of profit. Remember we're talking about 20% of blah 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 blah. 20% of, so we're saying that it is before or after tax, then now that is what we're talking about. That's number one. Number two, there was that question also of payment in kind. Remember we're making an example of if somebody decides to pay the institution, for instance, by building laboratory instead of, you know, pecuniary remuneration. Then how do you get the value of the library, the library or laboratory and then pay that person or the creator, pay the creator the amount, you know, what do you do? I mean, I just want some clarity.
Thank you, Chair. On the first issue of the benefit sharing, you recall that at the last meeting of this committee, we attempted to answer that, and the response from the department was that it was not necessary to write it into law, into this particular law, because there are other laws that deal with tax in respect of what people get. But if there was ever a need, we can be able to clarify that in regulations to say that such monies would be subject to any applicable tax. In respect of the non-monetary benefits, the position that we have also come to is that in an intellectual property transaction, which is where a third party is then getting the rights from the institution to the use of the intellectual property, there is normally a value that is attached to that intellectual property. And if the third party decides to, instead of paying the money for them to then build a laboratory, there will be a value that is attached to that. And I think it is important that the rights of the IP creators are preserved, and therefore the money that the IP creators will get will be on the basis of the value of that in-kind exchange that has been made by the third party. And in the regulations, we can be able to better clarify that, but in the law, we believe that the principle is actually quite clear to say that the revenues include the non-monetary benefits. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Nothing. If there's nothing, then I wish we go to the field clause by clause. Before we do that, I just want to read the motion of the intellectual property rights for public financial research and development bill. Motion of desirability. And in opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to provide for more effective utilization of intellectual property driven from publicly financed research and development. Established National Intellectual Property Management Office and the Intellectual Property Fund provide for the establishment of offices of technology transfer at institutions and to provide for matters connected therewith. That's the motion of the committee. Agreed? Can we then go back to the being and look at it cause by cause?
Chairperson.
It's on the mic.
In your motion of desirability, is it not proper for you to include the element of the confidentiality? You've picked up on a number of issues, but is it not necessary to make a reflection of the your element of confidentiality? I'm just checking.
No, I'm not usually. My experience in Parliament has been that when you talk motion of disability, basically you pick what is now on the top long
title. And it's fine.
You know?
Because
one which deals with definition, anything that you want to deal with there? For example,
definition, nothing.
You are in agreement with the definition?
Yes.
Those two that deal with the object of the act?
Uh-huh. Great.
Three, four, with amendments. A, establishment of National Intellectual Property Management Office.
Yeah,
9, functions of NIPMO.
Mm-hmm.
10, right of intellectual property status in institutions, benefit sharing.
With the amendment.
With amendment. 11,
agreed.
Conditions for intellectual property transaction.
Agreed.
If you're quiet, I don't know whether you're agreeing or not.
You said agreed, sir.
You're agreeing?
Yeah.
12?
Agreed.
Agreed.
13?
Agreed.
14?
Agreed.
15?
Agreed.
16?
Agree.
17.
Agree.
Short title.
Agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to start because this bill is not shown at the beginning whether the legislature is going to be not important in the
75.
Agreed? No, yeah, usually said the state law advisors are saying that the bill is a 75 or
something.
No implications for provinces. It is reflected somewhere. I'm not
finished. No implications for provinces on page 11, therefore.
Come again?
There are no implications for provinces.
Where is it written?
On page 11, bottom end, last paragraph.
Item 4. Implications for provinces.
None.
Oh, I see. So that would actually therefore mean it's implied, but
yeah,
although I agree with that drafting practice, you have deviated from the drafting practice this time. So the drafting practice, if you want to follow it, you must follow it to the left, not in some views and not in others.
But B46 had a reflection.
Oh yeah?
B46 had a reflection on that.
Yeah, okay. I'm saying the drafting cases in all the bills that you've considered in Parliament have always had that.
Yeah,
and they're deviated from that which is precise, they are sticking to all the time. Yes, ma'am?
Great.
at the back. Parliamentary procedure.
Number six, chairperson is just
at the back. Page 12, okay. Page 12.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, thanks. You're lost in that. We're looking at that after, because it comes for a short title most of the time. I saw that.
Yeah.
Chapter 1.
Short title is a great chapter.
Yeah. And I think that's fine. Other things are the memorandum. So, it means all parties are agreeing with this thing. Yes, ma'am.
No, just a curious question, Chapter 6. Then, is it still going to be referred to the traditional leaders? And what will happen from there, Chapter 6? Because according to the parliamentary procedure, then it wants traditional leaders, I nearly said healers, leaders, inkos, to have a say. Is it going to be referred then? I don't know whether the department in a position to be able to respond to this.
But it says the state law advisors are of the opinion that it is not necessary to refer the bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders in terms of section 18.1A of the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act of 2003. And since it does not contain provisions relating to the customary law or customs of traditional communities.
No, I haven't heard of it. It's English written here. But there are things that are created by Abantu in villages. Now, how are those things going to be protected? Take your Ndebele dolls, for example. I'm giving an example. Oh, we want to know China. How can a Chinese produce the Ndebele dolls?
They can copy.
So how are we going to protect these into Suraguma from our traditional people? It's just a question. It does not have to be answered. It's a homework. Maybe that McLean will go and think about it, and maybe in the next interaction he'll be able to give us a response. How are we going to protect those things that actually come from our traditional villages?
That's an important and interesting question.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's a very important question that you raised. Currently, the Department of Trade and Industry is taking a law through Parliament dealing specifically with that. It's a law on indigenous knowledge systems in as far as it applies to intellectual property. But also what they have done is they've effected an amendment to the Patent Act to also ensure that the rights of indigenous people are protected as well.
Thank you.
Trade
and industry. Can I now go to the report of the committee if there's no other interaction? And the Director of the Education and Recreation, having considered the subject of intellectual property rights for publicly financed research and development bill, B46B of 2008, referred to it and specified by the Joint Taking Mechanism as a Section 25 bill, reports that it has agreed to the bill without proposed under the amendment now, with amendment, with proposed amendment. Does that agree?
Agree.
Those amendments. Yeah, then I think we are stepping off this bill now. What we will have to do is to decide whether we want to debate this bill in the House or we want to make a statement in the Section 25 bill. What are you saying, Honourable Member? Honourable Mazibugu?
No, Jefferson, proposal is that maybe let's have a statement in the House.
The proposal is that we have a statement on the bill in the House.
No, I won't be in the House. I'll be campaigning.
Wait, in Western Cape.
My party is very small. I want to make it bigger.
Okay.
In Western Cape, eh?
Can't be.
In the Western Cape, he'll be campaigning. He'll suspend campaigning.
If you do a three-line whip, you won't even succeed.
I think we have come to the end of our meeting. And we once again thank the department for having the process to just be with us. We hope to meet you in some months, in some 2 weeks. And the last thing is to be finalized. And we hope to be next week, when we're not supposed to attend, next week, we don't.
Yeah. What is Babalaza about the Congress in the conference?